T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Do you agree with the hoodie, Bill Belichick, who told the Pat McAfee show that the media can't be trusted by accurately reporting a player's draft stock because it's the agents and not the teams that talk to the media about where players may go? Has that been your experience in covering drafts? Belichick said teams do sometimes leak information, but usually late in the process after decisions have been made.
Well, I think I agree from one standpoint. Agents are always going to have their clients' best interests at heart, and they're going to play the game, and they're going to have connections with media, and you just have to be aware of that. I don't think you ever want to be naive or gullible to fall for anything that doesn't seem plausible. But at the same time, I think that what this comment does, and I think if I were working for Our Lads, if I were working for one of these draft-driven publications or entities that did tons of homework, if I were Dane Brugler, for instance, commits his life to doing a responsible, professional, thorough job of evaluating talent and ranking it accordingly, I'm offended. Because, and I think this maybe reflects the way Bill Belichick sometimes is maybe accused of being out of touch with the way the industry has changed a little bit. He's 72 years old, whatever. But, and you read ESPN.com story on that if you want to get more about the Bill Belichick dilemma. But this does those guys a disservice by assuming that they're influenced by agents or they're getting, you know, not accurate information. I think what I'm getting from Dane Brugler is what Dane Brugler thinks about his trained eye after years of doing this. And a guy like that doesn't really, he's not going to be overly influenced by the opinions that agents with agendas will have, that executives with agendas will have. Agents aren't the only ones with agendas. The reason that teams leak things late in the process after decisions have been made is because they want to affect the process. That don't be naive about that either. So I did not necessarily care for everything that Bill Belichick had to say about this because I think it did one thing, and it didn't take into account the people that actually these days do this job, make a living at evaluating draft prospects.
Go ahead, Dustin. I'm sorry.
All right. I was going to let you go, so I waited. Okay. No. I found this conversation to be riveting. And, you know, maybe all of us as football fans will even learn more. Bill Belichick, I believe, is going to work in the media next year. And Bill Belichick may work in the media moving forward. He's not going to coach next year. And by agreeing to go, not only go on this show, he's also going to be part of their draft spectacular.
That's right.
And you know, this guy has forgotten more than all of us combined will ever know. He is that good at what he does. So I found this very interesting. And yes, I'm sure this is all agent driven because agents are driven by the commissions that they get from their clients. Agents don't work for the teams. Agents work for the players.
As a person that has covered a ton of drafts in my life, I can guarantee you that I've never listened to an agent tell me something and felt like that wasn't in his best interest. I think you've got to keep that in mind, as David mentioned. I also think, you know, Belichick's a little different now. He has a closed shop. There's not a lot of guys whispering a lot of information from New England over the years. And I think that it's fascinating to see the draft process up close when you're covering these things, when you go to player workouts, when you know who the different scouts are for the team you cover, and you develop individual relationships so you can call some guy up who's working on players in California and run a couple names by him. There are a lot of scouts out there that are called phone scouts. In other words, they want to get on the phone and they want their buddy at another team to let them know that, yeah, that guy can play. Oh, well, we all agree that that guy's the better one. How do you rate this guy over that guy? There is all sorts of that conversation going on as part of the process of a draft. You go into a draft, you need to know who's taking a player ahead of you, who's taking a player behind you, what player teams might jump you for. There is all this information, and there are literally hundreds of people that are covering all this stuff. And if you do it long enough, you develop individual relationships where you can call a guy up and you can talk to him about what they're going to do or what they see as potential options. And then you use everything that you've learned over the course of the whole offseason, including what may have been said a month or two ago, in terms of then figuring out what are the candidates, who are the players that they're most interested in drafting. It's a really fun thing to do. You talk to a lot of people around the league. You get to know a lot of people. People come into town and then they leave town. And, you know, you would be surprised at how open some people are. I don't agree with Bill's idea that no one says anything until the draft is actually happening. But I will tell you a story. The night before a draft, I got on the phone with Mark Hatley, the then general manager, right? He wasn't officially general manager. He was, I think, the personnel director of the Bears, and he was the man that ran the draft. And he told me that they had gone back and broke down every player and that Deuce McAllister was the guy that they were most they were hardest on, they felt was going to be the best pro, and that they were going to take Deuce McAllister. And so in the next day's paper, I wrote a Deuce McAllister story and said that the Bears had gone back and looked at it. You know, we had talked about it, and he told me that I could write it. And I wrote it, and, you know, a source close to the team type of thing. At any rate, David Terrell ended up falling, and they took David Terrell. And then they doubled back, and he said they tried to trade into the first round several times to get Deuce McAllister. But, you know, we had Deuce McAllister on the back page. I'm driving home from the draft. I'm listening to the score. And Jesse Rogers is on, and he is like, look at these reporters. They know nothing. How could this guy write that, you know, he fell to 26 to New Orleans. This guy can't play. But he just badmouthed me for that pick. And I'm sitting there like, literally the man told me that the night before. I don't know what better source on the draft you could get. That happens.
Too bad they didn't have the text line back then, probably.
No, it's probably good probably they didn't not, have yeah. it. Yeah, you just ignore it.
You could
that
have been anonymous. No. Maybe you fax that in?
Like you do?
No.
Did you text things anonymously?
No, everybody knows the end of the last
I believe I turned off the radio or put on something else.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.